Welcome to the DIY series. Even though I haven't DIY'd lately, I've died on this podcast. That's a different subject entirely. It's Sunday Gear wearing his Sunday gear, which means shorts and a t-shirt, just like every other day of the year. Now, yesterday we went to the Springfield Antique Mall. Springfield is a small town to the northwest of Nashville, whereas Gallatin, of course, is northeast of Nashville. They had a whole new booth full of old books, and I picked one up called Sesame and Lilies by John Ruskin. He was a late 19th century philosopher and English teacher, and he said this, and I've customized this quote, for a new book I'm contemplating. Now, this is going to turn the tide. This is going to be a little different book if I can get it going. In looking at my over 40 years of accumulated experience in building and operating home planetariums, I have reached this conclusion. All true experience and opinions are living and show their life by being capable of nourishment. Therefore, they are capable of change. Because of this, the following short book is of the opinion that home planetariums may not, I repeat, may not be for you. In other words, this is a palindrome. Instead of pushing planetariums, I am warning that you may not be amenable to what it takes to do a home planetarium. It just might not be in you. You might not be willing to do what it takes to do. You might not have fun. You might not. I know it sounds negative. That's where the fun is. So there may also, but you find, so therefore you will find reasons, perhaps by reading this book, that you should not try this at home, and that those who do are only making it look cheesy. I mean, sleazy. No, I mean easy, or all three. So stay tuned. And John Ruskin started his book, Sesame, which means nobleness, and Lilies, which means something. I don't remember. I haven't started reading the book. I just got through the prelude. But again, in looking over my 40 years of accumulated experience in building and operating home planetariums, I have reached this conclusion. All true experience and opinions are living and show their life by being capable of nourishment. Therefore, they are capable of change. So my opinion that everybody should run a home planetarium may now be amending itself into maybe it's not, and maybe that's a way, another way for people to look at it. Instead of looking at the benefits, look more at the downside, the dark side of the force, the pit, you know, not the pit and the pendulum. That has nothing to do with this. I need to start over, don't I? No, there's now one take and a cloud of moon dust or something. Bye.